Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pronyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and we have Kelby Smith here. Kelby, we are working hard to try to get our radio.co network going as well. I think, if I remember correctly, I think you've signed up already as one of our users over there, and you do an amazing job. You have a pretty large, how does it say, list of things that need to be done, because most people on Earth don't realize they're living in a corporate world. And you know, there's a series out that's called, you know, The Undead. You know, it talks about these undead creatures crawling along, and, you know, I don't watch it. My youngest son has watched it last year. I'm like, oh, how gross. But it turns out corporations are undead, and if you're a U.S. Citizen, or in many other countries, if you're a corporate citizen, you actually don't have full property rights, do you? In fact, for example, in the British Commonwealth, the Queen owns all the land right to the center of the earth, and you can own a home, but you can't own the land. You don't even own your own body. In fact, they take 32-pound note paper, and they chattelize your birth certificate through Seed Corporation, and you're actually a piece of property owned by the Corporation of the United States. Chattelized to the tune of $1.5 million per person per year, and traded on the stock exchanges and so on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only
bizarre thing that, isn't it?
it makes sense. You know, when you want to get into it from a biblical perspective, it makes sense because Satan doesn't have rights to the actual man or woman and or the actual land. Paid for, you know, by the blood of Yeshua. So he's had to devise this system of dead entities that are in law. I mean, just guys, ladies, go read a Black's Law and look up the definition of identity. You'll be amazed. They've put this whole thing forward as a way for them to take your sweat equity and convert it to capital and literally trade you on Wall Street, like Bill said. Bill, I do have something I want to share. There was something that just hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday.
Right.
Because we have pastors all throughout the nation that are talking about being obedient to every form of human government, which is 1 Peter 2, verse 13. But what they don't understand is if you go to the Greek, it doesn't actually say that. What it says is you may. One Bible verse got changed by one word. May versus you must be subject to or be subject to. And so the point that I'm trying to make is,
well, you remember the story that Jesus had about the coin. Give to Caesar what Caesar's, but to give to the God what's God's.
He's teaching jurisdiction right there.
Right, exactly. So please continue.
Yeah. Well, check this out. You know, and so you gotta ask these pastors across the nation. You know, you teach Romans 13 about obedience to governing authority, and you teach 1 Peter 2, verse 13, as if it's an absolute requirement. And I flip it on them. I go, so does that make us a unbelieving nation? Because you call us a Christian nation. But the reality is every one of our founding fathers were disobedient to the king, to their governing authority. Every single one of them went against
every biblical principle. Well, you have to be obedient to God first. Obedience to God is trumps obedience to king or man's authority, right?
Absolutely.
Or corporate authority.
Absolutely. And that's the way he structured it up from the very beginning. The first Israelites had him as their king, and they were all self-governed. Well, we were the first nation to ever get that back, where we became self-governed under God and where he was king. And now we're being told by every pastor and authority, first, you must be obedient to your governing authority and every human institution, and that's not what the text means. First of all, the book of Romans was a letter from Paul to the Romans specifically. The irony is the modern-day Roman Empire is that Babylonian structure today where the United States Corporation is the front-runner. That's the irony. But in our law, and we're the only nation in the world, Bill, that has this, where we don't get disciplined for electing to be under God as an American, known as a State of the Union citizen, and
right.
Were we unelect to be the United States citizen, which is the surety.
So in other words, what you're going to work with me is to make me a citizen of California, which means I'm a private citizen, not a corporate citizen of the Corporation of the United States.
Now, everyone, by the way, I want to make this analogy. There's only two nations in history that did this. The original nation of Israel, right?
In America.
Founded by Moses, and the United States of America. In history, in human history. Now,
That
goes right back to Atlantis and Mu, okay? So people don't understand that. Second thing is, there's different layers to the mark of the beast system. Now, the mark of the beast people, oh, that's just an end time thing. No, no. The first layer was by, it says in the book of Genesis, Nimrod was a warrior emperor in the face of God. Warrior in the face of God. And what he did is he would send his rabble in, then he'd send in after chaos, and he sent his armies and say, if you make me emperor, you're going to be your emperor, I'll protect you. And that's what corporate government does. You see, you know, the expanding government here in America, where it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and same with every other country. And what it does is they basically chattelize you, put you into a position where you're a piece of property. That's why we look at the Queen of England. Do you know that of the 57 former Commonwealth nations, she still owns the land in every country, including India, right to the center of the earth? They think they own the property. They can own buildings on top of it, but they can't own the land or the mineral resources under it. And even
just
the United Nations
was... That word property, Bill, is a defined word, is a territory. It's above the land. It's not land.
Right, exactly.
And you describe property in law by a legal description, and that's a fictional description of everything that's above the land.
Exactly.
When you sell land, you use meets and bounds. I'm a real estate broker in California. I understand loans and land better than anybody I know.
Right.
And so when I say this to you, I'm saying it from an educational standpoint, that I get the public-private, I get the legal, lawful, I get the property, land. The whole thing is a big, fat ruse. It is a scam. They have taken everything that you thought you had, converted it, made a like word that is meaningless, so they can hold the title to the true land, and then make you believe you have the title to the property, but you don't, and you still have to pay a property tax as if you're a landowner. But on title, you're recorded as a joint tenant or a tenant in common. They don't lie to you about it. You're a tenant.
Yeah, like for example, my home in Vista, I have the mortgage, which actually in Latin means death grip. I own, in a sense, the home. I'm a joint tenant, so I really don't fully own it, because if I don't pay the taxes, they can seize my home. And I don't own the land underneath my home, because that's the way the corporate structure of America is set up, isn't it?
Yep,
gross, isn't it?
It's fraud. Bottom line, it's fraud,
right,
in the factum. It was fraud from the beginning. Every single party to this fraud, from President Wilson in 1913 to the present day presidents, they all are participating to some degree, some way, to promote the world order structure and take the assets and give them to the banks. And, you know, I don't know how we're going to be able to win this if corporations can have unlimited cash contributions to our elected officials. I don't know.
Well, what's the total? The total debt of the world is something like 376 Earths. And the total debt of the world is in the quadrillions of dollars, isn't it? Not trillions,
oh,
quadrillions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what people don't understand, this is all by design. So, to be honest with you, America should never be in debt. I mean, the idea that America is in debt, the most prosperous nation in history, is ridiculous.
The fact
that we have inflation, for example. So, when I was a kid, in the early 50s, I used to go to Creelman's grocery store in 1955 at 3 and 4 years of age, and I could give 2 pennies and get a bag of penny candy. The dollar today is equivalent to about 2 cents in 1920. Isn't it?
Well, if you look, that's a whole other thing that it would blow you away. The understanding of the Federal Reserve note. One is
is
the Federal Reserve Bank and the Federal Reserve System. They literally have two different structures of what a dollar is worth versus what a $100 bill is worth. And I will go into this with you at another time. But this will absolutely blow the viewers away when they're listening to the value of what a dollar bill is versus what the value of $100. $100 is actually goes to the negative, but they make everybody think it's got a perceived larger value, and it's a part of the Federal Reserve System using the people that are chattelized And that's, you know, right over, it's a note. So you got your asset side, you got your debt side. The debt is always on the right of a balance sheet. And right over on that right side, you got what? You got the Department of Treasury. Written over that, you got what? It says, "We the people." Over on the left side, you got the asset side. Who is that? That's the Federal Reserve Bank, not even a part of our nation. So they're showing us right before our eyes what they're doing, using us as the people, written over the Department of Treasury as the surety for the banking system that's on the left side of the ledger, the asset side of the ledger.
And by the way, they're creating money out of thin air. When they create, let's say, a debt, let's say a mortgage or a debt through government, they're actually creating money out of thin air. It's actually prestidigitation. I call magic, isn't it? It's luciferic legal magic. And this is why the Bar Association, which is a British authorized registry, is less than a lord and greater than a bail, which means you can own property. So the Bar Associations, which are British, are in 57 nations, including Russia and China, because we remember it was the British that actually set up Russia and China. You know that, through their intel agencies. The guns that went to Mao Zedong came from Britain and were also made in Pennsylvania and shipped to China.
Wow.
The Bolshevik Revolution was actually sponsored by British intel agencies working with the Vatican, and even the Jesuits were directly involved. People don't understand this. This goes back to ancient Sumer and before to Atlantis and Mu, tens of thousands of years ago. It goes back to the Bible. It says about these. So there's various layers to this, Mark. Right now what's going on is we've moved to the layer of the Fed Reserve System in the 1914 Christmas Eve, where they didn't even have a proper quorum. Then it moved to bankruptcy of America, where a lot of our gold was shipped to Europe. And they literally kept us in a state of bankruptcy and in martial law now since 1933. Every year, even the current President Trump has to declare, in a sense, extended martial law. Every year, we've been in martial law since 1933. People don't know that, do they?
I would beg to differ a little bit on that, and I believe it's been since 1861.
Oh, yeah, but that's a different layer. I'm talking about layers. 1861, okay. Tell us about the 1861 layer, because each of these layers is right now what's coming. Now, I want to warn people on this. In 1978, I was recruited to work on the MS Tissue Brain Repository and Brain Bank research for multiple sclerosis. My first wife was dying of MS, so I wanted to do research at UCLA. And I was going to work with Dr. Wallace Tortelot, a UCLA scientist, on the World Brain Bank. But they also wanted me to work on a DARPA project. And the DARPA project was going to take female fetuses and use what they currently talk about publicly now, called a Cas9 genetic insertion in female fetuses of actin-myosin from jackals and other genes to make transhuman super soldier females that would be connected by a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to make a cyborg warrior swarm. 1978, this is 41 years ago.
Jeez.
Now, where we are at right now is during Barack Obama's second term, they put hundreds of millions of dollars into the Scripps Institute here in San Diego County and other institutions across America, Britain, and elsewhere in Europe to hack into human consciousness, because the cell phone companies are saying 5 years from now, they're saying it will be sooner, but 5 years from now, you'll be able to get a magnetronic helmet interface, so you can put this little band on your head or helmet, and interface directly through 5G network to hack into your cortex. You can play video games or go to a cyber brothel or go into a violent video game without having eyes or ears, just literally have hacked directly through your consciousness. So Minority Report is about to be here. Now, it's the final layer of the mark. The first layer, though, was Nimrod, who came in as an emperor and set up corporate structure. The set of Babylonian rules, the Babylonian contract law, was the next layer. Babylon, during the time when the Jews were kept captive for 1,300 years, was one of the next layers of we call the corporate structure, because they set up the idea of corporations and laws that could govern property rights. Babylon discovered that and created that under the auspices of Lucifer, the god of blue light. And then the final structures are the banking system now. And since the Napoleonic Wars, every war is a banker war. They funded, yep. George Bush Sr.'s father got charged $1.5 million fine for actually banking and supporting the Nazis during the Second World War. Those wars weren't necessary. They were created on purpose. Adolf Hitler was just another pawn of the Thule Society of Nazi Germany. And after they finished with the war, they took all the radioisotopes and 100,000 technicians and scientists and transplanted them to CRATER, OSS, or CIA and NSA. and a special activity division. They're all ex-Nazis. People don't know that, do they?
Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip. If you don't understand these people out there, you're going to hear the whole truth on this show. You're not going to hear it on anywhere else. You're not going to hear it on Alex Jones or any other place. You're going to hear it here, the full truth.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Dibetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Thank you.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex,
and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back. So, Kelby, let's get into some of this stuff. But people need to realize the Luciferic control of the planet is moving in stages. And some of the stages go back into the ancient Bible and even before the Bible was written by Moses. But people don't understand, one of the latest was the Magna Carta, which we've talked about in previous shows. And the big charter was made between the king and the Baals, which are basically high-level Druidic masons that actually had the right to own property, because the only people who could own property were Baals, which are Luciferic high priests. You know that, right?
According to you, man, I've never heard that before, but I'm learning.
Well, if you actually look at the peoples of Europe, I have a book going back to 1860 by James Poole, who was a British high-level Mason, and I got it from my religious friends years ago. And he talks about the Abrahamic peoples of Europe. And if you look at the Scottish, the Irish, the Welsh, the Dutch, the Germans, the French, whatever, they're all basically Ephraimic troops from the Ephraim, which were taken by the Medo-Persians, and they did something very similar to Russia. When Russia grabbled, they would take them away from their culture and their books and their songs and so on, and they'd transport them thousands of miles. They wouldn't necessarily kill them. They just move them to a different part of their territory so they would break the backbone of their culture. So the Ephraimic peoples, not like the Jews who didn't lose the book. That's what we call the Jews the people of the book, because they kept the Bible, the Biblia. The Ephraimic peoples were governed by Druidic Masons. And in fact, the people don't realize, when you have the Burning Man ceremony and so on, ancient pagan ceremonies, and you go to places like Lithuania. Lithuania is the most pagan country in the world. They even have a museum there to the devil. Do you know that? And their version of devil is one like the man of the forest, who basically they worship not only God, but man, but also the worship of the dark side or the devil. So they see, and of course, the reality is there is evil in the world, but it's not by permission. It's because the devil is not a creator or destroyer. He's a perverter. Well, what people don't understand here is the Druidic Masons, for example, that have been ruling, for example, inside, remember the, if you go to one of the top, if you want to call it, palaces in Edinburgh, Scotland, you'll see at the top of the capital a thing called the Green Man. The Green Man is basically a man of a symbology of the man of the forest or a demonic entity that has the right to own property. And what people don't understand, the deal between the Baals, which are the lords, for example, if you drive around England and go around England, you see really compact little cities and towns and villages where people live in tiny apartments and homes are really compressed, except for big landowners. And the big landowners are descendants of the Baals that actually were these Druidic Masons that ran Europe. You'd think Britain would be a really compressed place. No, you can find giant landowning places with hundreds of acres and palaces and everything all over England still, right? But people don't realize the same thing was all over Europe, and that the Druids basically still run the world. They call the Druidic Council of 13. And the one who's the primary seat, the chairman seat, is called a Pindar. This title means the penis of the dragon, which refers to what's called the Chitahuri by the shamans of South Africa, the Naga of Oceania, which is like Taiwan and China and so on, and the Dagon, which are known by the Palestinians as amphibious reptilians from the star system Orion. They were the Nephilim that came from a different part of the galaxy. They were the chief of the extraterrestrials that actually invaded Earth and started genetically engineering the human race. In fact, the only population that were not genetically altered was Noah and his three sons and their wives. They were, quote, perfect in their generations. And if you actually study the Hebrew words, means they weren't genetically modified. People don't know this, do they? That's why God destroyed them, because they're genetically modified transhumans. Now, we're heading toward a transhuman world again. Right now, people are worried about sex and all this other thing. The globalists want one sex and 56 genders. But where we're going is much worse than that. We're talking about transhumans where you have genes from different animals and other species and phyla and genera. We create transhumans. They're not truly human anymore. And that's what, of course, the ancient Nephilim did. They came from a different star system, and they engineered hybrids of themselves with humans to create the giants of old, like King Agabashan, who was 13 foot tall.
Genesis 6.
And other giants. These are real. I mean, these are not imaginary things. They're in the Bible. They're real, okay? And one of my friends I'm going to have on the show went around the world and actually discovered these ancient skeletons and so on. And some are like 18, 24 feet tall. These are not normal giants like humans are 7 or 8. Like my ancestors that were Vikings were like 7 foot tall. No, these are superhumans, right? And that are transhuman. Now, where we're going is the X-Men. Now, if people have the possibility, especially the wealthy, they don't want life extension for the average person taking nutraceuticals and technology to live, say, even 100 or 150 years or 200 years. No, no, no. They want life extension for themselves. And what they're doing is, most of the illegal drug trade is to build deep underground military bases, or DUMs, and create catastrophes that wipe out most of the human race so that they can survive and become demigods on the earth living centuries or millennia. That's what their goal is. And we're right on the edge of that technology. They don't want life extension technology for the average person or disease modification technology. They want people to die early and stupid, don't they?
Absolutely. And not just are you making a truthful statement, I could back that up in the law.
Meaning, well, back it up. Tell us what. How do you back that up?
It's very simple, and here's just one of the things that they're doing, from a standpoint of pharmaceuticals, from a standpoint of geoengineering laws. You can just go online and type geoengineering laws, or go to geoengineeringwatch.org, and you will see all the laws that are talking about the facts that they have to put particles into the air to reflect the sunlight to cool the earth. That is the most ridiculous use of our structural system, to be able to put barium, aluminum, and strontium all over the world, but for a very different reason than the purposes of cooling the world. So those nanoparticulates are being inhaled.
Do you know why they're up there, though? Let me give you some science, and then I'll let you continue.
Go ahead.
I have a background in quantum nuclear physics. I was recruited from grade 11 to do a PhD at MIT. I beat 7,000 people for a special scholarship, and some of them had already had a bachelor or master's in physics degree from Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to make advanced plasma nuclear weapons in the late 1960s and early 70s. I turned it down and went into oceanography. My grandfather was getting complications of dying of diabetes, so he wanted me to go in and find the cause of diabetes, which I did with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary in 1980. Now, what they don't want you to know is that nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum are not only neurotoxic and cytotoxic and genotoxic, they turn the upper plasma troposphere above 40,000 feet into a plasma. They can pump scalar waves through to trigger off geotectonic events like earthquakes and volcanoes, and to modify weather systems to create drought or superstorms. And this is all on purpose. It has nothing to do with just changing the albedo. And I met for an entire year.
It's in the law.
In March of 1997 with Dr. Isley, who's a physicist who owned the Vitamin Cottage across western United States. And because he knew I had a classified clearance, he kind of dumped everything on me. He set up in 1958 the World Constitution Parliament Association of the United Nations, and he gave me the Federation of Earth documents, the actual Federation of Earth documents, okay, that most nations on Earth have already signed as co-signers of ex-prime ministers and kings and whatever. Now, what they're planning to do was to change the albedo of the Earth and capture carbon dioxide as their scheme to have the banks take over all the property and catalyze everything on Earth. In fact, there's a company out of China that's working for the United Nations and is trying to turn everything into a commodity. They want to turn everything into a cryptocurrency commodity of everything from hemp oil to steel to copper, whatever oil.
Right.
And they would not allow Americans to buy an accountant in Phoenix, Arizona, discovered this about a year and a half ago and put a video up on it. And I put it up or talked about it on my show a number of times. What people need to understand is the globalists want to create a geoclimatic disaster. And the reason why they want to be in control is because there's an event about to happen on Earth called a lithospheric disjunction. Now, what a lithospheric disjunction is, every 750,000 years, there's a major rapid slip of the crust of the Earth, along with a little slow crawl of so many millimeters per year. That slip can occur as much as, say, 1,200 miles of North America moving southward on the mantle of the Earth, so that the equator passes through Havana, Cuba, not northern South America.
Right.
During that time, the ozone layer and the magnetosphere can collapse, and you can cause danger to go outside because you get blasted with ultraviolet light and cosmic rays and X-rays. And there's a crop collapse. It also would destroy the 5G network and satellite communication. So the New World Order can't exist without satellite communication and the Internet. The Internet was created by the intel agencies. People don't know that. The Vav, 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 which is a symbol of the Internet, you know, www. It's a play on the term Vav, 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 which is 666. It's a Hebrew letter for the mark of the beast. That's why it's there, Vav, Vav, Vav. People say, well, what's your website? Why do you have www? It's because it's a luciferic number that the devil and his agencies, which are the intel agencies, and the Thule Society, which are channeling these transdimensional demonic entities, invented the idea of an Omega Corporation that would tie all the intel agencies on the Earth under one Omega, if you want to call it, covering. And they, a good example are Five Eyes, which is Britain, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand spying each other. In fact, the situation with Mr. Steele and what they did with Donald Trump with the dossier is an example of Five Eyes. People need to know this is not a theory that Deagle thought up. These are just ugly facts. And what you have to understand is Lucifer knows his days are numbered. It says in the Bible, woe to you, worse than you see, for the devil is coming down to you. He's not here yet, but he's coming. And what you have to understand, his minions are here, the bankers and the druids that run the earth through the Vatican, the corporations, the world leaders. You don't get ahead in any area, including people like Donald Trump, who's trying to be a patriot, but he's doing the definition of evil. If you do what is right in your own eyes, that is the definition of evil, even if it does good things like makes the economy better temporarily. You can have good intentions, but if you don't consult God, you're always doing evil because it's always what is right in your own eyes. Everybody's version of good is different, and that's because it's not God's version. And that's where we're going. We're heading toward a nexus in history. As people like Trump, I call him Trump Pinocchio. I say, look, if we got a chance to talk to him, you and me and other experts that are on the show, like Josh Bernstein, who's a real, we call religious Jew, if we got a chance to talk to, and Dr. Bob Teals on Thursday, head of the Church of God worldwide, we would actually straighten out Trump to make him become a real live Christian boy. Right now, I call him Trump Pinocchio. He is doing what is right in his own eyes, even his current policies. One, he says, should open up the government to at least pay the Coast Guard. He needs to get rid of a lot of government employees that basically are, you know, deep state globalists. They're in their administration. But you don't do it by just closing down government. Then he needs to send the troops into Central South America to clear out the cartels that are running with our intel agencies, because they can take their cut, $2 trillion, to build deep underground military bases and other projects. They're getting ready for the survival of the globalists. I call it the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. People don't know this. They think, that, oh, no, why do they have a document? And they met 40 times with Barack Obama, called the World Constitution Parliament Association and these other ones, the globalists, like called Resilient Cities. They met 40 times. And the website, it'll tell you the truth, is Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, playonmyname.com, a military site that plans on reducing the population of the United States 83% by 2025, 6 years from now. People say, oh, well, you're making the theory up, Deagle. You're very creative. No, I'm not. I wish, if this was just a psychosis, give me a shot in the butt. This is not psychosis. This is evil I call Paul Bunyan's level evil. It's so damn evil and so gross and so big. You don't believe it because you don't believe the blue, you know, the blue giant steer of Paul Bunyan exists. But it does. Right?
Yep.
That's what's going on here, people. They're getting ready for some major events. And to be honest with you, I think Trump will get reelected, but he's doing a lot of things that are not right, like 5G network and recycling water, and he's screwing up with the immigration.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again. to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So a lot of people find this a little fantastic. It's not. It's pretty straightforward. There's three realms. There's the realm of the everlasting, which is our world, the world of time, space, and dimensions. There's a world of thought, and we call the negentropic realm of the order out of chaos, which is the realm of consciousness and the place where the soul exists, connected by the cord of living waters or the silver cord to the body of the living. And then there's the eternal realm where God exists, and there's no past or future to God. Everything to God is now. And I want people to understand this. If the devil was right and the only realm was the everlasting, this realm of physical existence, he's exactly correct. In fact, when you go to the crypt at Skull and Bones in Yale, and you actually swear an oath to the goddess Nu, and you give your soul to the devil so you can gain power, sex, and control in this world, it's because you give over your soul, your higher self, to the devil to be annihilated at the moment of your non-existence. Because you see, one of the great lies that's preached by the Catholic and the Christian churches is that there's a hell. It doesn't exist. The creator is also the destroyer. Those who are not God's children and people, they don't get to be burned in hell forever. In fact, the primary thing driving atheists is the stupidity of so-called believers to teach that God's so cruel he'd have you suffer in eternal hell because you have bad parents or a bad upbringing. You get annihilated. It's our job on earth to preach to our brothers and sisters, including the ones that are lost like Hillary Clinton and Podesta, to turn back to God, develop a relationship, and become an eternal being, not when you die, but when you live for God. Eternality can coexist with the physical. In fact, it's our destiny as a collective human race when we're quadrillions and trillions of people down the road and are passing all over the galaxy and the cosmos to be the bride, the everlasting bride of the Most High God, which means we have eternality coexisting with the everlasting. In fact, that was the restoration primarily of the Edenic covenant. And what you do in your practice, if you want to call it hisadvocates.org, you're trying to restore the Edenic covenant where we own our own bodies and souls, where we own property because God owns the property of the earth and regained it when he died on the cross and paid the price that was passed on because of the debt that was assumed by the sin of Adam and Eve deciding for themselves what was good or evil. The greatest sin people can do is it doesn't always look ugly. It can have good intentions. In fact, most evil that's done even by high-level masons, even if it's nasty, is done with the best intentions. People don't get this, do they?
They have no clue.
Well, they don't understand evil. You have to understand evil. And you can justify, just like abortion, they had the pro-life march here. They had a bunch of pro-life little young men wearing MAGA hats, and there was a guy banging a drum, a Native drum, in front of them in the news here. They're trying to make it out like he disrespected Natives. No, he doesn't. This kid is more respect for Native people and people of color than probably anybody, especially the unborn of any nation of color. As they say, we're all brothers and sisters from another mother. What we're having here right now is the tribalization and the balkanization of peoples on Earth so that we can be consumed in a fire of ecological, economic, and geoclimatic, as well as infective and radiological disaster. I did a test on a gentleman just this week, and he lives here in California. He's got mercury from his mercury mountains, but he also got cesium because they don't want to fix Fukushima. And I know how to fix it. I've mentioned it for 8 years. Or they say, you know, we can't have fusion reactors. I've been actually telling people how to build a tokamak fusion reactor for 8.5 years. Lockheed Martin a few years ago came out so embarrassed by Deagle saying this, they came in with basically the same plans, you know, in general, that I've said for years of how to build it. You take helium-3 from the moon dust, which is pushed by the Bolshock wave of the Van Allen radiation belt on the moon, which is 500,000 times higher concentration. You accelerate it through what's called plasma, rocket jets toward each other, and the helium-3 fuses and forms a plasma, which you can pull off as power. And we should have plasma power lines, not high-tension power lines that need to be boosted so many miles. Way better than alternative current, and can be buried underground and could only be like a few inches across and could contain a plasma. No, everything is being done on purpose to destroy the human race. Depletion of soil for minerals, which is not honoring the land with the Sabbath rest to remineralize the soil and the food. Because without minerals, it has no vitamin content or taste. We're eating what's called the famine, the seeds of famine right now. We're having famine food, genetically modified food, which even a self-respecting insect won't eat because they're afraid. When you see a tomato with scorpion genes, insects don't see a tomato. They see a scorpion. People don't get this, do they?
Hey, do you want me to talk about the how it all kind of functioned and flowed and why we went straight into a debt society as a nation?
Yes, I do. I want you to expand that because right now everybody's in debt up to their eyeballs. The average American is in debt, what, $250,000 or something?
About $350,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
So a little bit of this is going to sound conspiratorial, and I want you to just understand something.
Everything is a conspiracy. Let me explain. When two or three people get together to do anything, whether they're making sandwiches or making a business deal or deciding to go play golf, everything is a conspiracy. Please continue.
That's true. So when you look at how our country was formed, you got the words on the Declaration. It's a trust indenture. It's a body of people. Body of people means they're basically putting forth this declaration. They're signing their name to it. They are a party to that. It's anti-king. Let's go back to self-governance. 1776, the Revolutionary War starts. 1791, King has a few things under control. He has men going like crazy over to the United States of America, working it from a cash flow in, funding out things for his operations. The quote-unquote Illuminati starts. They start working into the governments, and many of the people that are so-called founding fathers are 32nd and 33rd degree Freemasons. And so now you have what's known as a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. There's a separation, really, on those documents.
Let me throw this one factoid in here. The America was founded by the Green Dragon Pub and high-level Masons. Please continue.
So I can show people a video of 60,000 Masons last year in celebration mocking us that we have no idea that they formed our nation, and I'll leave it at that. But the Declaration of Independence truly was for the people, and what I mean by that is it's the words "These United States of America," the word "United" is lowercase on the Declaration of Independence by design. It's an adjective describing the two nouns, States of America. So what comprised America was state citizens. That's what an American is.
Right.
So everybody born on this land has an opportunity to be a state citizen by choice.
Wow.
There's a process that
you can... So that's what I'm going to do. Is become with Stephen Dunker, one of your colleagues, is become a state citizen of California, so I'm no longer a chattelized corporate citizen of a corporate in the United States where Lucifer holds the title.
So right.
His proxies, so the Druidic Council of 13 and the Satanists and the high-level Masons that run the damn world.
Only nation in the world that has this. And it's the only nation that accepts people worldwide to come under its fold. Now
right.
Listen, check this out. So in 1791, the Constitution, which was what? It was a debt instrument.
Right.
And now it's spelled United States of America with a capital U. And somewhere between a little bit before that and the early 1800s, it was incorporated. 1861, 70 years after the debt was acknowledged, the debt to who? All the different nations, France, wherever. And the debt was acknowledged. It had to be refinanced. The Civil War. Why did the Civil War take place? Because taxes were going to be raised in the South. They didn't want it. They didn't believe they had to pay it. Next thing you know, there's a Confederate United States of America. It's a new nation down south. The United States is split. It goes into a state of martial law. Abraham Lincoln writes Field Order Number 100. It's the first, truly first executive order. There's other executive orders before, but this is truly the first standalone executive order because there was no Congress. He could not have a quorum of Congress to ignite war against the southern states. It was truly the first executive order. From that day forward, 1861, 70 years later, what do we have? The Great Depression. What happened? They crashed the market. The bankers bought everything up. They did the New Deal in 1933, exactly 70 years after the 1861 refinance. 70 years after 1931, what do we got? 2001. What happened? United States dissolved. Homeland Security raised up. And I'm not saying the United States
corporations dissolved. By the way, it took 5 years to write those documents under Bill Clinton, who was one of the primary devils running it. Remember, he was a Rhodes Scholarship, and the Rhodes Foundation was high-level Masons pushing people to become globalists. So one of the primary people that activated a higher level of the Special Activity Division of the CIA is Billy Clinton. The Clintons are some of the most evil people on Earth. In fact, Clinton's wife, Hillary, is the highest female witch and warlock in the Western world. Why do you think she's not wearing an orange jumpsuit? She's got so many goods and so many people. If she went to jail, they'd have to have thousands and tens of thousands go to jail, too.
A lot of people would be going down, and that's what I'm hoping these sealed indictments are about.
Right.
So let's go back to 1861. Why do you know, or why do we know, that we are in a state of martial law ever since then? Because the president can write an executive order without Congress's approval and change anything you want. Congress is nothing more than the color of law at this point, because the Constitution has been set aside for a United States citizen. It has not been set aside for the state citizen. So this country, as a corporation, is in martial law. Now, look, that's not a conspiracy. I can prove it. I can quote it and tell you where in the law to find the documents to show the gold fringe flag is a military wartime martial law admiralty flag, and it's only flown, listen, in the District of Columbia and in federal and state buildings and or anything that they own, which is overseen, public schools and so on and so forth. So that gold fringe flag is a corporate military flag. We have never left martial law since 1861.
And by the way, 1861, and it was renewed and advanced even further in 1933. And every president since, including President Trump, has had to renew it. Now, right after his inauguration ceremony, he's taken to a special chamber in a building across from the Capitol building that's a giant dome, and they do this luciferic ceremony, which is like in this giant uterus, basically, where they're going to birth him out of this Babylonian druidic ceremony. People don't know all this stuff, do they? They don't realize America is both the best nation on earth and the worst. It's both the daughter of Babylon and it's the daughter of Zion. And I call America Ephra-America. Ephra-America from Ephraim. And God's going to restore not only Judah, the Jews are going to return, and it says in Psalm they're going to see the one they pierced. And one-third of the Jews will turn back and become believers. But I don't know what percentage of people in America, but I believe America has the possibility in the future because of our history and our actual right to have actual personal citizenship under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I think America is going to return a great deal of the population to become believers. And part of that is to become a private citizen and not a corporate citizen of the United States. In other words, your church people are talking about come out of Babylon, lest you share in her curses. You teach how to come out of Babylon, don't you?
Every day.
Every day. HisAdvocates.org. Sign up. At the very least, get out of the corporate citizenship stuff. There's lots more to it. Private property, much more. Your videos are over there as well. We'll see you next week, and I hope to get your show up and rolling.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.